Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Catherine Computer back. That's right, Catherine's back. I knew you'd be excited about that. Catherine's a more than 8-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top branding and business experts. She's the author of some outstanding books, including You Are a Brand and also Breakthrough Branding, two different books. That I'll get her to give us a... I'm looking right at them, too, by the way, folks. I have my copies, and I'm very happy about that, and you should have yours, too. These are bookend books, by the way. You got to have both of them. She's our good friend, Catherine Computer. Welcome back.
Thanks to have me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, Catherine. I know one of the things that you've been tracking lately is maybe a renewed interest, a renewed energy for entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
and
you know,
it took a hit. After 08, it took a hit because people lost their equity in their homes. Many people did. They also lost their credit lines, which are the two things that I used to help start my business back in 89. I needed both of those things. So, I mean, I needed a couple of nickels to rub together. You know, and to make 15 cents. And that's what if I hadn't had those things, I wouldn't have been able to have started my business, as meager as my initial capitalization was. But now, people are starting to be a little more resurgent. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, there was an interesting article in the New York Times just this week that said that now Inc. magazine is surpassing Fortune and Forbes. You know, it's really gone mainstream, and the circulation has the biggest growth of any magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, this whole trend, you know, you were way before the trend, Jim. You know, there's a big trend out, you know. And, you know what, it's curious because, I mean, Jim, how many people do you think are doing it consciously, or they're doing it because they graduated from college, they can't find a job, or they lost their job? Probably a bit of a mixture of both.
Well, Catherine, you just described... In very beautifully, you just described the beauty and the wonder of the concept of entrepreneurship. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I was downsized. I was downsized twice in 18 months. No fault of my own. I just got caught up in that economic situation. I was an executive in two companies and got downsized. And I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. I started my own business instead of looking for a job. Now, that was my motivation. And it was a good one, but no, everything that you just described, those are all motivations to become an entrepreneur. And it's the reason why I refuse to define entrepreneur in a narrow way. I have to define it in a broad way like you did.
Right, right. You know, it's always been a part of the American dream, don't you think? You know, this whole idea of, you know, doing your own thing, building something from scratch, that this is a country where
you think the pilgrims, you think the pilgrims weren't entrepreneurs?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and frankly, there's a lot of stories, you know, we may complain about situations here with taxes and stuff, but a lot of European countries, you know, France, you know, there, a lot of entrepreneurs are moving to the, you know, United Kingdom because of the high taxes.
Well, it's not just taxes. Let me tell you the problem in Europe with entrepreneurship. And I found this out when I went over there to talk to them about entrepreneurship. In America, if you fail, you can redeem yourself.
Right.
Look at how many times Macy failed. Look at how many times Ford failed. Between them, a dozen times, right? In America,
right,
if you fail, you can even bankrupt, and you can redeem yourself and work out of it, and no stigmas at all. Guess what? In Europe, if you fail, if you bankrupt, not only are you stigmatized for the rest of your life, but your children carry a badge of dishonor.
Right.
You cannot,
and also,
you cannot fail in Europe. They will not let you fail and redeem yourself in Europe.
Yeah, no, I mean, here it's almost a positive. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs say fail fast. You know, you want to fail early because you learn so much from it. And that'll help you, you know, redefine what your product is or what your service is.
You can't be an entrepreneur if you can't be comfortable with failure, can you?
Right, right.
You know about that. I failed.
I
failed.
You know a lot about it. And it's interesting also in Europe, too, a lot of countries, they have a lot of red tape. So it's very difficult to get the, you know, approvals to launch your business.
Have you failed before?
I failed a lot of times.
I have, too.
But I started my business, too, because I was downsized. And I was a senior vice president on Wall Street. And, you know, I never thought it would happen to me.
Well,
I always thought someday.
I sure know what you're talking about. But I said earlier, before you got here, I said, if you have a chance to hear somebody who's successful, like Catherine Computer, talk about when she failed, listen to her. Take notes. You'll learn something. Catherine Computer and I will be right back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.